hot, just like tea life.
And your heart, Sayo, the night show on CFM here. You're back with your Opa TP here. Now, the weather is rather cool and rainy this few days. But when the days are like hot and sunny, this is a recipe that you do not want to miss out. This is the Hua Che recipe, which is a Korean watermelon punch. And you've probably seen this on TikTok, but I'm here to teach you how to make it easier. So you have to get a quarter of the watermelon balled. So using a watermelon baller, you just score it out like it becomes these balls. And then have a cup of soda water, 1 cup of milk, 1 cup of ice, other fruits that you like, kiwis, bananas, starfruit, strawberries, etc., and half a bowl of watermelon emptied out. So for that half of that watermelon, you can save it for later, right? So after you get all these ingredients and preparations, pour everything into the emptied bowl of watermelon. After that, you can even top this up with a few scoops of ice creams. Oh my god, this is perfect to quench that thirst on a hot sunny day, and your hua che is done. This is more like a watermelon slash ice cream slash fruit recipe, good for a family gathering too. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Yo, 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 Night Show TFM here. Hey, what's up, TV here? Vietnamese rice paper has also been going viral on the internet. Thanks to the internet, rice paper isn't used to make summer spring rolls anymore. So this recipe uses rice paper to make rice paper cracks, or thin rice paper cracks. And it's super simple. So first, what you gotta do, let's create some sauce, right? Mix 2 tablespoons of teriyaki sauce with 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce and 1 bowl of water. Or you can just head to the market and get this udon sauce, which everyone is talking about. That sauce is used to make this udon dish. So what you do is you take 1 tablespoon of that udon, mix with a bowl of water, and it is done as well. Next, what you're going to do is take your Vietnamese rice paper, dip it into the water mixture we made, and then take another rice paper, dip it in, and stick these 2 pieces of rice papers together. So you kind of think of like making a toast, but this one is like rice paper, right? Next, you're going to air fry them at 200 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes, and it should come out this crispy brown thin rice cracker. And you can make a few of this, and this could be a go-to snack. Easy, simple, delicious. Back to the playlist, yes, Zoe Drees with Sorry for the Drama, TFM.
Woohoo! Tea Life is here!
Hey, what's up, Night Show TFM here. Yo, 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 TP here. Now, this next recipe is something like an abomination itself. Yes, some of my friends said this recipe is lit, so I'll let you decide. First, get those dried fish fillet snacks from the market, the ones that we usually have during Chinese New Year. Make sure to get the thin strips one, alright? Then you're gonna boil a pot of water, add the whole big packet of the dried fish fillet into your water, let it cook for a few minutes until the dried fish fillet turns soft. And, this is your dried fish fillet soup. I know, it sounds weird, but a lot of people said, those who tried it, said the soup is peppery and very umami, paired with the soft dried fish fillet, which is a little bit sweet and savory. It's like eating a bowl of hot fish noodle soup. I don't know about this. Like, do I really want to try this? I feel like it could be good, but at the same time, I'm afraid of it as well. Like, what if I don't accept it? I'm still pondering on whether I should try it. See if I-